This is KERA. I'm Sam Baker. And today's vital signs, nutrition as a way to prevent Alzheimer's disease and dementia. Researchers combined elements of the heart-healthy DASH and Mediterranean diets into a food plan believed to help maintain brain health. Dr. Claudia Padilla with the Baylor AT&T Memory Center talked with me about the MIND diet.
The DASH diet was for individuals that have elevated blood pressure. So they combined the Mediterranean and the DASH diet. And this was a diet that was studied out of Rush University at their Memory and Aging Center back in 2015. What they looked at was the population of patients that followed a plant-based diet with less processed foods and more fresh foods like fruit and vegetables, lean proteins like chicken and fish, using olive oil to cook with. So those are some of the key ingredients. They found that individuals that followed this diet very strictly had about a 53% reduction in developing Alzheimer's disease or cognitive changes. Patients that followed it moderately had a decline in cognitive changes or developing Alzheimer's disease about 33%.
Did this information come about as a result of just studying these diets and see what kind of benefits they offered, or were you specifically looking for a relationship between those diets and Alzheimer's at the time?
At the time, they did look for specific Alzheimer's or cognitive changes, but there's always been in the neurologic literature discussion about the Mediterranean diet and how that plays a role in preventing cognitive decline. And that goes back to research that's done in the European literature that shows individuals in Europe that do follow that Mediterranean diet, there is less incidence and prevalence of developing dementias or Alzheimer's disease.
But what specifically is there about the diet that brings about this result? In essence, are we finding these to be brain healthy food?
Yeah, definitely. There's certain properties in the olive oil that crosses the blood-brain barrier that's healthy for the brain. Blueberries, blackberries, strawberries, that type of food group or fruit are very important for the brain because of its antioxidant properties. And then the breakdown of different things that in turn, all of those processes help the brain function better. And so there's specific nutrients or ingredients in the food groups that they think contributes, as well as what they noticed in the structures of the brains of these individuals, they actually were healthier. Mm-hmm. So there was less change in volume loss or what we call atrophy.
Would a normally balanced diet not achieve the same thing? You would need something more specific.
I think specific, because a lot of times what we find is people aren't aware of this diet or don't know that maybe instead of using a different type of oil maybe that they've been using all their life, like Crisco or whatever it is, you know, just making that one switch to, let's say, olive oil can make a difference.
Other ingredients in the diet.
Small handful of nuts is good, and nuts are heart healthy and brain healthy. And I would say that you want to make sure that you don't consume too much salt, and so you don't want to have salted nuts. And then there's some specific beans that have some high levels of B vitamins. And so we think about like lentils are a good choice, or chickpeas or garbanzo beans. I think also the idea is that you want to limit sugary sweets, and you want to think about, you know, are you eating too much out fried food? Are you eating too much processed foods? Are you eating too much butter and margarine? You know, I think the idea is that you want to limit those types of high fatty foods.
Okay. Those don't contribute to better brain health. Do they actually lessen the quality of brain health?
I wouldn't say specifically that we know that they lessen the quality of brain health, but that contribution, I think it's a contributing factor that will not help.
But listen, you can't eat your way to brain health.
No, I think it's definitely a part of staying brain healthy. I think the other things that we really have to think about is, are you staying mentally active or engaged? Are you doing something that's stimulating your brain? And is it something you enjoy? Doing a jigsaw puzzle, a crossword puzzle, listening to music, whatever that may be, you have to keep your brain stimulated or engaged. The other thing I always talk about also is physical activity or exercise. And so that's a really important part of staying brain healthy. What are you doing for your cardiovascular health, which also means your brain health. That's really important, as well as staying really socially involved and engaged. You don't want to be isolated. You want to be around people. Having some great discussions are really important. While it may not prevent cognitive decline 100%, all those things contribute to helping prevent it.
Dr. Padilla, thank you for being with me.
You're welcome. Thank you so much.